The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
In a striking moment, President Trump inviting cameras into the Oval Office, turning over the floor to Elon Musk for 30 minutes.
You couldn't ask for a stronger mandate from the public.
Musk standing with his young son, responding to criticism from Democrats that he's orchestrating a hostile takeover of the government.
The people voted for major government reform.
He offered little to no evidence of his sweeping claims of waste and fraud. Musk himself has billions of dollars in federal contracts for his companies, including SpaceX.
Is that a conflict of interest?
Are going to do at the president's request.
Does that present a conflict of interest for you?
No, because you'd have to look at the individual contract and say, first of all, I'm not the one, you know, filing the contract. It's people at SpaceX.
Musk, as a special government employee, isn't bound to the same ethics as other federal workers. His financial disclosure will remain confidential. Weeks ago, the president fired more than a dozen inspectors general, independent watchdogs. We asked, who has oversight over Musk?
Does that mean that you are, in effect, policing yourself? What are the checks and balances that are in place to ensure that there is accountability and transparency?
Well, we actually are trying to be as transparent as possible. In fact, our actions, we post our actions to the Doge handle on X and to the Doge website. So all of our actions are maximally transparent. In fact, I don't think there's been, I don't know of a case where an organization has been more transparent than the Doge organization.
Well, the Department of Government Efficiency posts some updates on the platform X, which Musk also owns. The government website has no information.
Oh!
Musk is the world's richest man. Most of his efforts now facing legal action, including his push to oust thousands of staff at the humanitarian agency USAID, which has provided aid to some 32 million children.
Do you see it as a worthy cause, USAID?
I think that there's some worthy things, but overall, if you say what was the bang for the buck, I would say it was not very good.
Vice President J.D. Vance openly questioned the court's authority, raising concerns the administration may defy the judge's orders. President Trump telling me that won't happen.
If a judge does block one of your policies, part of your agenda, will you abide by that ruling? Will you comply with that order?
I'll abide by the courts, and then I'll have to appeal it. But then what he's done is he's slowed down the momentum.
Slow down the momentum, and we need to, keep the fire hose of bullcrap happening so you won't catch on to the fact that Elon Musk is stealing your data for his own enrichment. You know, there was a great example today, okay? There was just I found it to be extremely illustrative of what we're going through here. Do you remember when Donald Trump pretended that he was willing to show you his tax returns? Do you remember that? Well, he wasn't willing to show you his tax returns for whatever freaking, you know, reason he had. Apparently, 34 felonies would be revealed if you saw his... Okay, so he sued. Remember all this? He sued. He went to court. It took years and years and years. And then finally, at the very, very end, the Supreme Court ruled in our favor, the American people's favor, that we had the right to see Donald Trump's tax returns. But that was an enormous amount of what we like to call due process, an enormous amount of litigation. An enormous amount of cause was given as to why we had a right to see our president's tax returns, to see if A, he was a felon, B, he was conflicted, had he cleared up any of his conflicts of interest, had he parked his conflicts over here while he was being president over there, right? All this stuff. Well, think of it this way. We're going to have our day in court on Friday. That's right, this Friday. We have our day in court because Elon Musk has all your tax returns. He's got your social security number. He's got your bank account information. Now, can you see in Elon Musk's new plan for the everything platform, which is what he wants to turn X into? His son is also named X, Everything is X space. X is X. He loves that letter. I don't know. He has some affinity for it, and he names things for it, and including live human beings like his adorable four-year-old son, who he uses as a prop. It's very very interesting use of a child. It's almost like labor laws are being violated. Anyway, I digress. So do you remember how much due process Donald Trump insisted that he get before we got to see his tax returns? We haven't gotten any. Elon Musk is taking things, stealing things, calling Doge an actual organization. He's got a website, and, of course, he's the techmeister of the universe, techmeister of the century, techmeister of the intergalactic galaxy, and the extragalactic galaxy, like all of it, okay? But yet he has a website that he claims is listing all of the fraud and all of the waste that Doge bags are finding. And yet when you go to the website, there's nothing there. Maybe he doesn't know how to use Wix. Maybe he doesn't know how to use, GoDaddy. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't know WordPress. Maybe he only knows X. Please give me a break. This is so ridiculous. The idea that Donald Trump was sitting there deferring to his, co-president. I mean, that's a very charitable interpretation of what was going on there yesterday. 32 minutes, his co-president decided to take the floor and lie to the American people about what he's doing and that America has spoken. You do understand that Donald Trump got 49.8% of the vote. Not exactly a majority of the vote, no. In fact, if you look at Kamala and all the other candidates combined, they got over 50%. So half this country did not want this. And less than half of this country thinks that they got that they voted for, lowering the cost of eggs or something. And they did not get that. I know that some small sliver of the 49.8% actually believe there is a deep state that is making your life horrible on purpose, or that is literally going out and prosecuting Donald Trump in courts of law where there are rules of evidence and juries and verdicts and sentencing. I don't know how the deep state factors into any of that, but nobody voted to expose all of their prized information to somebody who is going to exploit it for, I don't know if it's going to be political, if it's going to be economics, if it's going to be both. I could just tell you, we're not receiving any due process before our privacy is invaded. And, back in the day when this constitutional republic was set up, it was in response to people raiding the homes of people who were inside of the government in order to see if they were going to move against the king and what the king wanted. And so when we set up our constitutional republic over here, finally, we said we need protection from that sort of behavior. And we created something called the Fourth Amendment, you see, which protects us and our papers and our privacy and our things from seizure, from Elon Musk taking it, or anybody else for that matter taking it. And yet he's doing it. And when you watch the Congress now, you see very frustrated Democrats because they're in the minority. They can't even introduce a bill, let alone an impeachment article or anything even remotely, adjacent to that. No, they can't. But you see on party lines the worst people being confirmed. Today, you better hope Tulsi Gabbard lives by the aloha thing that she said. Peace and respect. You better hope that that's what she's about, because she's now our Director of National Intelligence. She was confirmed. Only Mitch McConnell voted no.